Mr. Mark's Classroom.
This is the podcast dedicated to intentional leadership in childhood ministry.
Mr. Mark's goal is to resource you with tools, ideas, and a passion for leading kids to become lifelong followers of Jesus.
So let's get this episode rolling with the man that champions kids ministry today, Mr. Mark Jones.
Hey friends, it's Mark Jones at Mr. Mark's Classroom, and I'm glad you could join me again today. I have three tips if you are teaching children with special needs. I was so excited to invite Micah into my class of kindergartners just a couple of weeks ago, and I just hadn't had someone on the spectrum of autism as quite as severe as he is. But I was so amazed how well his parents were absolutely up on it. They knew exactly what would be best for him, how things work better, and what doesn't work as well. And so getting to talk to them made all the difference. And whenever we were in the classroom, I noticed that he had a couple of moments when he would stim or have those moments, but they weren't sad. They weren't bad. They just were how he was expressing himself. And as long as I was cool with that, he was cool with that. And it was really good. So I want to give you three tips about working with children with special needs so that you can both be successful. And so one thing to remember is that they have poor auditory memory. They're just not going to remember. They maybe are learning in different languages, or maybe it's going to be nonverbal, and you need to be able to communicate that way as well. So provide concrete examples whenever you're trying to communicate with them. A craft, if it's a poster with a schedule on it. Someone gave me a great idea of just having little icons on different cards so you could point, we're here. Now we're moving to here. In just a minute, when we finish, we're going to do this. And they can you can move an arrow down, but they're able to see where we're at. So great idea for communicating. Now, I want to suggest something to you because I saw this happen in the classroom. The lady that I was teaching with, Mrs. Pybus, I tried to get Micah to go over and enjoy the watercolor painting. He wasn't interested. He wanted to do the blocks that we were working on. But we've been doing them a long time, and I just thought he might enjoy painting because, I mean, kids enjoy painting. And so I tried to get things wrapped up, transition him to go and do that, and then he didn't want to do it. And then she walked over with a paintbrush with paint on it and with the paper and began to swipe, and she said, "Micah, come try this." And with that, I mean, there's a concrete example. He got up and followed her over there and he painted. And when he was done, he came back to the blocks. And I thought, man, that was good. It actually worked. And she looked at me like, well, I guess it worked. And it's like, yeah, it did. She's amazing. All right. The second thing is that they have a low tolerance level and they have a high frustration level. So there's this tipping point that it's much shorter than the children with regular needs. So be aware when they're moving into frustration or when they just can't stand it anymore. It might be time to go for a walk in the hall so they can just breathe, and that's just fine. But sometimes we get to that frustration level. Don't forget that you could laugh. It's a way of expressing. Crying, laughing, they're the same if you're going to express emotions. And so you can go toward a positive side and laugh. And it really does remove a lot of risks. And so be a teacher that enjoys laughing with your children, and you'll see that it'll be a big help for everyone. Avoid overstimulation and that type of thing whenever you're working with these kiddos. They really just need to be able to concentrate. So if it's loud music or if it's a loud volume in your classroom with all the children, you have to remind everybody it's time for us to be a little quieter. And you can manage that pretty easily by getting their attention, maybe clap once, clap twice, and then ask everybody, it's a little bit too loud. Let's see if we can lower our voices and show me that you can work more quietly. And that'd be a really great thing. All right, number three is often our kiddos with special needs have poor self-esteem, and they need some small wins. And so try to break things down into little bites so that they can have some small wins. And actually, when they do, if they want to give you a high five, or if they want to have a knuckle bump or something like that, that's really good. But you be sure to say with your words, use your words, teacher, use your words and say, that was excellent. The way you did that, perfect. I love that. Let's see if we can do the next one. And it's a small win, and it's coupled with another small win, and it moves forward very well. We all like to hear affirming comments. And our children with special needs really need that kind of encouragement. So don't leave it off. Okay, just to recap, the first one is they have poor auditory memory, and we need to give concrete examples. Number two, they have a low tolerance level and a high frustration level. So be aware and be paying attention, so that way you can intervene and help if it's just a walk or just laughter in your room. And finally, remember, they have a poor self-esteem and they need small wins. So be sure to be ready to bring that when it's time. I would love to hear any ideas that you have. So put them here in the comments, or you can even find me on Facebook and like our page, Mr. Mark's Classroom, and you can leave comments there. I love reading those and I love using them in my classroom. So let me hear from you. Hey, if you have time to look at our classroom swag, I want you to see all the great things that are available to you every month. 20 sheets, I mean, almost double on every page of ideas. For preschool, for children, and for general. Like, there's great articles, and there are also some bulletin board ideas, door ideas, things like that, that you can put in your classroom right now. The great thing is one church can have a subscription and make copies for everybody in your church to have. It is a true win. It's like a deconstructed magazine. It's just full of ideas, and they're all on separate sheets. Print off what you want, put them in your notebook, and get this obese notebook of ideas. We want you to be equipped and resourced to do the great work that God's leading you to do in your classroom.
That's it for this episode of Mr. Mark's Classroom.
We invite you to leave your questions or comments on the show notes at mrmarksclassroom.com.
Until next time, remember, your ministry to children is a gift with eternal value.
So go and make it count.